think my type of reporting, or how I see it, is being realistic but optimistic. I always want people to leave with some hope, because the news can be a lot. But I also want people to know to never stop searching for the light.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. I am your host, Rachel Zimmerman. Thank you so much for being here, for taking the time to listen to the show. Really appreciate every single one of you. Hope your weekend is going well so far. If you're listening on the radio on KMOX, maybe you're listening to this early, though. The podcast for The Rachel Zimmerman Show always drops at noon on Friday, so you can listen early if you're looking for something to do over the weekend. Just a little reminder for you guys. Okay, you just heard our opening clip. That was Justina Coronel from KSDK talking. Justina is a fantastic reporter for Channel 5, and I have had a lot of folks from KSDK on the show over the past couple of years, and everyone has just been so kind, so professional, so fun to talk to, and Justina was no exception. Besides being a reporter at KSDK, she's also the new president of the St. Louis chapter of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. So this is a new chapter that has just started here in our region, and it's a really exciting time, and I'm so happy that Justina took the time to come down to the KMOX studios to talk about what the NAHJ does. We also talk about her early life, you know, why she became a journalist, and what it is she loves about St. Louis now that she's lived here for some years now. And spoiler alert for the interview, Justina has a cat. I do ask about her cat. Of course, I had to. And she enjoys watching reality shows on Bravo. So, I mean, the interview was already a success for me at that point. A bit of a kindred spirit there. But no, the whole conversation is great. I hope you will stick around for the whole thing, because Justina has an inspiring outlook on life and on journalism. And I'm really happy to bring this conversation to you guys. That's coming up in the following segment. Now, if you are listening on KMOX and you have to tune out before the end of the conversation, I referenced the podcast earlier. The podcast is already out. We drop that Fridays at noon. So just search for The Rachel Zimmerman Show anywhere you get your podcasts. If you want to get caught up on this episode and past episodes, we've had some great guests on the show. So scroll through the library, figure out, you know, maybe there's something else you'd like to listen to. We do enjoy you to check. We do encourage you, to check out the Odyssey app if you don't already have it. It's free. It's easy to use. There's tons of great features for you, and it gives you access to a huge library of content that you can choose from. So you're never going to be bored as long as you have the Odyssey app. And as always, I do encourage you to reach out to me, rachel.zimmerman@odyssey.com. That's my email, and that's A-U-D-A-C-Y for Odyssey, rachel.zimmerman@odyssey.com. Any questions, any concerns, whatever you want to say, I love hearing from you all. I appreciate every single person who listens to the show, and your feedback is very, very valuable to me. So this is going to be a really fun episode, but I did want to let you guys know, the next 2 weeks after this, they will be replays. I am going out of town. I'm going to be taking some time off. I like to take time off every summer. That's about the time of year. It just feels like it's time. But this year I've pushed it to September, and it's time. I've pushed it far enough. That being said, I really, really enjoy what I do. I feel extremely blessed to be here, to be on KMOX, to have this show, to work on the DGS every day. But you guys get it. No matter how fun your job is, sometimes you need to unplug and not worry about it for a little while. But when we come back with new episodes, it's actually going to be time for the 2-year anniversary of the show. So that's kind of crazy that it's already been 2 years. I'm really proud of the fact that we've had some really, really great guests over the years. And I think we're going to do a little clip show for you guys, kind of highlighting the past year of guests. But yeah, I've learned a lot doing this show. It's been really good for me on a personal and professional level. I've learned a lot about organization and having a blueprint of what you want to do every week. That makes things a whole lot easier, but you still have to be able to, you know, be quick on your feet and make adjustments and do things you haven't planned for. So the whole experience has been great, and I am very grateful for it. And I just want to tell you guys, I'm feeling better about this show than I ever have. and I'm really grateful to be here on KMOX. Okay, that's enough with the intro. It's time to take a break because we want to talk to Justina Coronel. She's the president of the St. Louis chapter of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, and she's a reporter at KSDK. So make sure you keep listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show right here on KMOX. Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. I'm joined now by Justina Coronel. She's a reporter for KSDK News. She's also the new president of the St. Louis chapter for the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. Justina, congratulations on the new position.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thanks for taking the time to come down to KMOX. This is really exciting.
No, thank you for inviting me. It's very, very exciting.
So I definitely want to talk about the St. Louis chapter of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. This is really exciting. But first, I want to talk about you. Let's get started by going back to the beginning. Tell me about yourself as a kid. Like, what did you like to do? What did you dream about?
Okay, you're not going to believe it. Okay, so I'm 5'1", but growing up, I played a lot of sports, but I was an avid basketball player. Okay. I was obsessed. I played point guard. Humble brag, I felt like I was really good. And for a long time, I was like, I'm going to the WNBA. Like, this is it. This is happening. And then seventh grade, I realized that I was only going to be 5'1" for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Not saying that there are basketball players at my height that can't do it. But I think at that point, I was like, I don't know if there's a career here to be a professional basketball player. I mean, I still played throughout high school and everything like that. And I think from there, it was in high school when I took, I remember sophomore year, and we took a class, and that's where I kind of learned that, you know what, I want to do this forever in writing. I took a writing course, and I just felt so alive, and that's really where I felt like I want to be a journalist, and that's kind of what kind of led everything to that. So avid basketball player turned into a writer.
Yeah. Let's talk about, like, why journalism? Why was that so appealing to you? And how did you first kind of like cut your teeth as a reporter?
Yeah. So what I thought I really wanted to do, I always wanted to maybe do like print or magazine. And then I was like, you know, I love Juliana Rancic on E! News. And I was like, I definitely want to be an entertainment reporter. But I always, again, back to the writing, I always just loved writing. And I thought that was the base of everything that we do. And so I could write forever. And that's just what I love to do. So I went to undergrad. I'm from Florida. Born and raised in Fort Lauderdale, and I went to Florida State for my undergrad, and then I went to grad school at University of Miami to get my master's degree in broadcast journalism. And then from there, you know, I was like, you know what, I still want to do TV. And then I got bit by the local news bug. I went to my first market in Salisbury, Maryland, which is Market 143. To give you perspective on like TV news market sizes, Market 143, where St. Louis is Market 23.
Okay.
So it was a very small market, but that's where really I learned. That was my first job, and I did a bit of everything. I was a producer, anchoring, and what they call multimedia journalist, which is an MMJ, which you basically shoot, write, and edit all your material. But then I worked with a photographer. So I did it all, and I think I learned a lot about the business there. But that's where I really got where I loved realizing, like, I don't want to do entertainment. I think that's great, but I really love local news in the sense of like sharing what's happening in our community, what's important. And so I realized there, like, I never want to not do anything else. Like, this is what I want to do forever. And so I was there for 2.5 years, and then I got a job, and I got several offers, and then St. Louis was one of them. And the interesting thing is I toured KSDK, and I just remember everyone being so incredibly kind. And I was 26 at the time, and I was like, I just want to know if I can make friends, like especially like in a bigger market. And so when I got here, I just knew this was the spot. And so I've been here for almost 7 years in April. And so
that's awesome.
And I still hungry. I still love local news in the sense of like knowing what's going on in a community and sharing what's important and empowering people to know what's happening in their community, sharing the good, the bad. And I think my type of reporting and how I see it is being realistic but optimistic. I always want people to leave with some hope because the news can be a lot. But I also want people to know to never stop searching for the light.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear your perspective on like how important local media is, local news. I think sometimes we're at risk of having that taken away. There's budget cuts all over the place and consolidation and, oh, we'll just use a service and it'll come through on the wire every morning. Talk a little bit about how important it is to actually be on the ground in our communities, figuring out what's going on.
Well, and as you know, we live in this community. We're tapped in. We care, you know, and so I think it's about not only living there, but if you have kids here going to the schools here, I think we are so immersed into the community that we're not only reporting on, but we care as well. But I think it's just so important because it's just essential to know, to keep people accountable. But not only that, but to shine light on the good that's happening, you know, and I think this is where you make changes really is by being tapped in about what's going on. Because if not, if you're not tapped into your board meetings or your council meetings, I mean, who knows what could happen? And I think local news matters probably more than ever. And to see that even it's at risk. I mean, even if in rural areas, you know, a lot of newsrooms or papers have shut down. And that's just so scary to me because who's being held accountable then, you know? So I think more than ever, I think local news matters.
I'm talking with Justina Coronel. She's with KSDK News. She's also the new president of the St. Louis chapter for the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. So you mentioned you're born and raised Fort Lauderdale. I went there a couple of summers ago, had a great time. but now you're in St. Louis. What has St. Louis like come to mean to you in the past 6 or 7 years you've been here?
Yeah. So fun fact, I being from Fort Lauderdale, like I wasn't as well versed with the Midwest. So when I got a job offer in St. Louis, I'm like, I need to look on a map on where St. Louis is, and which is so funny because now it's like my heart. But when I moved here, I think this is besides my first market in Maryland, but this is where I really experienced different seasons and whatnot. But beyond that, I think St. Louis has I got here in 2019. If you guys remember, I got here in April and then shortly after we won the Stanley Cup. And I think I saw this city come to life. And that's where I was like, oh, my God, I love it here. I think I saw it just really shine. And so but beyond that, I've turned to really love this city. I think it has beyond like what it's known for its great food and sports and great beer, but it's just great people. I met my now husband here, and so and great friends. I think it's just brought me so much life, and the city's so great. And I think St. Louis is such a special place. I'm involved in a lot of organizations as well. And you can just see how giving the city is as well. And as we know, as with a tornado, I think we really saw in the bad, we just saw so much good. Mm-hmm. And I think with St. Louis, I think it's a unique place that if you live here, you just know.
Absolutely. More from KSDK's Justina Coronel when we return on The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. for tuning in to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. On this week's episode, I'm interviewing the lovely Justina Coronel. You know her as a reporter on KSTK News, but she's also the new president of the St. Louis chapter of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. Let's jump right back into our conversation. So, Justina, you're very open about the fact that you are a cancer survivor. Tell me a little bit about that journey that you had to go on.
Yeah, so I was 12, or I think I'd have been 13 years old. And if you can see right now, I have a scar here. But I am a thyroid cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. I was 13, and I was on a trip with my mom, and she's a nurse, luckily. And so I turned, and she saw, like, a lump. Bumping out. And she was like, that's not normal. Like, we need to check that out. And so I went to a doctor right afterwards, and they had said it, the lump had been growing so quickly that we were going to need to have surgery regardless to get it removed, because it might start, like, you know, causing trouble for me to swallow or breathe. They never even did a biopsy because they're like, she's so young. There's no history. Why would there be any sort of cancer? And so when they did surgery, I woke up, and my mom shortly after, like that day, sat me down and said, I just want to let you know your thyroid is cancerous. And they found cancer when they opened it up immediately. And so there's two sides of the thyroid gland, right and left side. And my right side got removed, and the other side was also cancerous, but they didn't want to remove it right away because the plan wasn't for that. The plan was to remove the right side, and so they didn't know what it would mean if they removed it entirely. And so about a week and a half later, I went back for another surgery to remove the left side. And it was a really, for me, life-changing experience. From there, I'm now more than 15 years cancer-free. I mean, I've done radiation and whatnot, but I think what it taught me was that life is so precious. And from at that young age of where everything is changing, you look different. I had this huge scar. And I already looked different. I went to a predominantly a white school. And so one of the few Latinas there, I was just I just felt like a sore thumb. But I made it my mission to always just do the best that I can and do everything that I, you know, in this life that I have. Life is short. And so I just wanted to make sure I could do everything I can, the best that I could, and give it my all every day. And so that's just been kind of the foundation of my life after that.
I mean, that's a huge thing to go through in middle school.
Yes.
I mean, that is
seventh grade.
Yeah, that is because like you said, there's already so much going on. And then you add that on top of it. I mean, I can't even imagine,
especially being like a seventh grade girl. Yes. Not saying that boys don't, you know, but I think you're just going through so many changes. But I don't see it as a like something that was awful. I see it as something that's just been transformative, and I'm just so grateful we caught it early on, but also it just became like the foundation of who I am, and it's just kind of propelled me forward.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned earlier when you're doing a news story, your goal is to be realistic but leave with that optimism. It seems like that is the foundation of what you do from what you described. Just like, okay, that was bad, but let's look on the bright side.
Absolutely. And I think that and then, you know, just other things I've had in my life. I think when I come to work every day, it is heavy and there's a lot, but I hope whoever we speak with, we can leave them with that hope, but also our viewers. And I think that's just something I think I carry with me. And if it wasn't for that, who knows how I would have done news differently. But I think that's the beauty about all these journalists, that we have all of our own experiences that have morphed us into this this role. And then that's how we just kind of report and carry. And that no one reports the same. And I think that's beautiful in the sense that we have all our own experiences that that now led us to here.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that no one reports the same. That's something I've wondered about because everyone has biases. Everyone has a lean of some point. How do you approach a story and go like, okay, I really can't bring my own stuff into this? How do you kind of check that at the door every day?
I think at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about informing and depending on what the story is every day. So the interesting about with my job, I'm a general assignment reporter. So I'm walking in at 9:30 today and not knowing what I'm going to be working on. So it could be tornado, radioactive waste. It could be, and then you just end up learning. But I think at the forefront, you have to make sure that you are putting that information out first and making sure you're being unbiased. It is not about you. Like, I am done with me once we go forward. Mm-hmm. And I feel, again, like you said, everyone has biases in some sort of way. But I think if there was any sort of, if I felt like, okay, I got this sound, now I need to make sure, like, I'm going to make it my duty to get the other side as well, whatever that might be, especially if it's such a controversial topic. And we have people check to scripts and our executive producer, our producers, and I kind of check with them, hey, I want to make sure I'm being 100% down the middle or as much as we can mm-hmm. on certain topics. And so there's checks and balances for sure. But for me, every day, it's not about me. It's about how can we inform our viewers and making sure whatever the subject is, like, you know, that they're the ones being able to tell the subject there.
That's Justina Coronel. She's with KSDK News. She's also the new president of the St. Louis chapter for the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. I want to talk about that now. And the new St. Louis chapter, of which you are president. This is very exciting stuff. This is a new chapter. Were you instrumental in bringing the association to St. Louis?
I think me and just definitely several others who are just been wanting to do this for some time. So just background. So like I had mentioned, I started at Market 143. And so when I was there, I already known about the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. But I knew that also we didn't have a local chapter there. So when I went got a job in St. Louis, I was like, yes, we're going to join a local chapter. I'm so excited. And then I got here and the closest one I saw was Chicago. And I was like, dang. So I kind of Googled and realized that the St. Louis area had none. And so I started to ask, okay, what's needed to have a local chapter? And they said you need a minimum of 10 people. And at that point, I kind of looked around, even in my own newsroom, I'm the only Latina journalist. And I looked at other newsrooms and I was like, oh, wait, I don't even know if we have 10. Mm-hmm. And so, but I just started kind of like looking around and just started kind of making notes. And then Telemundo came about 2 years ago. And that's when I was like, okay, I think we have something here, connected well with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And so I went to a meeting and I kind of pitched to them that I was like, I really want to work. Like, I think we could do this. And then I met with Brian Munoz for St. Louis Public Radio and Cecilia Velasquez with Red Latina. And so at that point, we started getting the ball rolling, and then we started adding numbers, and the stars aligned for it to be a couple months ago, and it took a couple months to get, you know, signatures, getting, mm-hmm. like, multiple people, and officially in July, they were like, okay, you're good to go. And but it took, since I got here 2019.
Wow.
It's 2025, so it took a couple years to kind of get that ball rolling and to get to this point.
So talk about what the NAHJ does and what it does for the journalists who are involved.
Absolutely. So essentially, they want to empower Latino or Latina journalists and give them the resources from, like, networking, speakers, or they have a convention every summer or every year. And from there are, like, you know, courses and workshops you can take, but also meet with employers. And so there's just great opportunities to meet that and possibly land a job or just kind of connect. And then just also just meet other Latino journalists to just feel connected, mm-hmm. And whatnot. But beyond that, I think it's also for us locally, we were talking about our mission statement, and that is obviously something we'd want to empower our members, but also we want to uplift and amplify our community with reporting, accurate reporting. The reality is there's a lot of news going on right now, obviously, with immigration and whatnot, and we're embarking Hispanic Heritage Month, and so, but we also want to say, you know, we don't have to do Hispanic and Latino stories only during a month. This is this is something we could do all year, and so that is kind of a twofold: is empowering our members, but also empowering our community.
Very nice. How important is it to be able to access an organization like this? Like, for the next generation of journalists coming in, how proud are you that you've kind of helped bring this to St. Louis so they have something to walk into?
Oh, I am incredibly proud. I think this is probably one of the most things I'm proud of in my career. the reality is there's only 8 to 13% of Latino journalists across the country. Very low number. And my goal is for us to just continue growing that number. So having something like this, you feel connected. You feel, you know, connected with others in the sense of just feeling empowered and that you should continue being a journalist. I feel like this job is tough. And just if you have someone to tell you, hey, you're doing a great job, keep going, or just even being like, you know, our work matters. I think every little bit keeps people going. And so I just know this job isn't easy. So any opportunity for people to network or for people just to be together, I think is a beautiful thing.
I love it. I mean, especially in 2025, connection is more important than ever because we can get so siloed and so isolated. So it's just good to have a support system like that. This is kind of a silly question, but what's it like working with like competing newsrooms in this position? Is that ever weird? Like, oh, you guys are covering that story too?
You mean on like with a national association?
Yes.
Which is so funny is actually in 2 weekends on the morning show just asked us for my newsroom to just go on the show to talk about the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. And they're like, you can bring someone. And so Avery Martinez with KMOV, he's a reporter there. And I'm like, would one of you guys want to come? And he's deciding to come with me. And I was like, welcome to the lion's den. But but no, I think we kind of just put that aside because our mission to come together is more important than honestly, when we go out to the field, I'm always talking to the other reporters or I kind of forget. I know we're competing, but at the same time, it's like we're all in this together. We're all trying to provide the best we can for our viewers, even if they're different viewers. And if they're the same, that's great if they kind of tune into both. But yeah.
When we return, it's the final part of my interview with Justina Coronel. Thanks for listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you've enjoyed the conversation so far. Remember, you can access the podcast for this episode if you miss any part of our discussion. Just search for The Rachel Zimmerman Show anywhere you get your podcasts. So I'm talking with Justina Coronel. She is the new president of the St. Louis chapter for the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. She's also a reporter at KSDK News. Justina, earlier you mentioned the fact that you were a multimedia journalist. I've also heard like multi-skilled journalist where you kind of do everything for a story. Do you feel like this is the future of media?
I do. I think that these companies are going to try to do the most they can and potentially try to merge it as much. I mean, you know, with one person. Mm-hmm. There are very skilled MSJs, MMJs. We can be intertwined. And so not to say that like it's not possible. I sometimes worry about wanting to pump out a good product. But when you think about it, so if I go out on a shoot, I'm an hour away. That hour there and back, I could have been in the car logging, listening and everything, but I'm losing because I'm obviously eyes are on the road. But then, you know, I have to shoot, edit and do all of that. Even in my interview, I'm making sure that you're in focus, that you are in even in the shot. And so my questions then may not be as maybe punchy as I want them to be, or I'm just not as focused because my attention is in both spots. And then now I have to come edit and now I have to do it under a deadline. It's not saying that's not possible. It's just that I don't think it's giving the time it needs. And I just want every product to come out the best that it can. And so I just not concerns me, but I think it's just something that I wish that people realize that maybe having the two, like, you know, a photographer and a reporter together, it's a great combination because I can pick their brain, they can pick mine. I think two heads are better than one, but But I do think this is where the industry is going. And I've been more and more, even talking to my agent, she was saying a lot of the applications, almost all of them are involving MMJs. Mm. And I can still shoot and edit and whatnot now, but I'm also, the reality is, like, I want to have a family. Like, am I going to be doing this pregnant? Am I going to be doing this, you know, how long is this sustainable? And so, but I do think that's where it's going.
Yeah, I agree with that. The thing that stinks is that, like you said, the product can be so good if you have enough people working on it. But then you throw in like the social media aspect too, where it's like, and make an Instagram post. It's like, dude, I'm doing a radio show. Are you kidding
Instagram
me?
Instagram post, Twitter. We're not even talking about TikTok.
Yeah.
And like, so it's just so interesting because it's like now we have streaming now. And so there's just so many things. And I'm like, I just want to do one thing. I just want to do it right.
Justina, I know you're a cat mom. You got to tell me about your cat. I'm a cat mom myself.
Well, tell me about your cat.
Well, my cat's name is Lucy. She's just like a gray, long-haired. Let me show you a good picture of her. She's my little baby.
Oh, I love the name Lucy.
Thank
you.
I
love a human name for an animal.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And I always loved the name Lucy. And then when I got her, I was like, I'm thinking of all these like cat names, then I'm like, no, she's a Lucy. What am I doing?
Oh my god, she is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
A model. So my cat is named Kermit.
Oh, cute.
He's a black cat with green eyes, and he loves morning belly rubs, long walks on the beach. Actually, so I never thought I'd be a cat mom, and then I met my husband, and he's like, by the way, I have a black cat, and I'm like, oh, interesting. I've never even been a cat owner. Mm-hmm. My mom claims she's allergic to, quote unquote, allergic to animals. So we've never had like a pet growing up.
Okay.
But I always loved dogs and I never thought I would love cats. And so then we've been together for now 5 years. And so having Kermit in my life has been amazing. It's just like he is such a little personality. He loves to talk. I swear when I get on the phone, it's like now he wants to talk. I'm like, really? You've been sleeping half the day. I just left him right now in his warm up bed. I'm like, you're such a diva. Like you're such an old man diva.
It is crazy how it's like, oh, I think you run this house actually.
And then it's so funny because I shed a lot, and so does he. And so my husband's probably like, whose black hair is all of this? Is it Kermit's? Is it yours? But yeah, no, I love him.
I'm talking with Justina Quirinell from the St. Louis chapter from the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. She's also a reporter with KSCK News. So Justina, you know, we've mentioned a couple times, you're from Florida, but enjoying St. Louis now. What are some notable St. Louis stories that you've covered or that have made an impression on you, like some of your favorites?
Oh man, there's so many. In the sense of like depending on what it is, I will say probably I think this one sticks out for me, and it's not necessarily like one story, but I would have to give a shout out to the Just Moms St. Louis, who have been advocating for the radioactive waste that's here in the region. And the reason why I bring this up is because when I came in as a journalist and as a reporter, I thought like, okay, these are the subjects I love. Like I'm very passionate in raising awareness about domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking. And so when it came to other topics, I would still obviously cover them, but I think that one really opened my eyes of like, wow, I am actually really passionate about this. Who knew I would be passionate about a subject in this sorts? And so I started covering it a couple of years ago now, and now it's just been kind of sort of my beat if something were to happen. But I think it just brought so much awareness, and maybe it touches me in a little bit because I have a cancer survivor, and I know that so many people have illnesses and cancers and these terrible diseases for something that they didn't even do. They were exposed to from the making of the atomic bomb. And it's just and it's still impacting people. And I can't believe this is still a topic, but it is. And so I think what sticks to me is that it's a topic that I never thought I'd touch. And now it's just been something that I love and enjoy and care to cover. Mm-hmm. And so that's something where I think sticks out for me.
Very nice. How do you like to kind of recharge outside the newsroom? And do you have anything in the St. Louis area where you're like, oh, I'm always at the art museum or, you know?
Definitely stuff. Bravo.
Okay. Yeah. Same, girl.
I don't know what it is about reality TV that makes me feel like I can relax, but maybe because it's just so such a different TV world for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
but it just makes me feel like, oh my God, my problems aren't so bad. But I'm like, I'm not getting indicted or anything like that. I'm going to jail. But I love Bravo. I love hanging out with Kermit. My husband and I love to go out to eat. So if you're going to see us, you might see us at like Pizzeria de Gloria or Louie. We love Adriana's on the Hill. But we also like to go to different coffee shops and read. We're kind of like, I think that's kind of makes me relax too. If it's not the screaming from Housewives, it's reading a book.
One or the other.
I'm like, I feel like that's my personality, like chaos and then also relax.
Anything that has surprised you about living in St. Louis? Like, was there anything where you're like, oh, I was not expecting that?
I was not expecting the diehard fans, I think, of sports. So my husband he loves sports, but also the UFL. And so we've been going to so many Battle Hawks games, and I was like shocked to see how many people were there. And I mean, obviously with the history and everything now, I know. But I also went to like a Cardinals game on like a Tuesday, like in 2019, I remember thinking, and it was packed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are people not working? It's like 2:00. But I was so admirable of like the dedication, the passion, and the love that they have for their sports. But I think it does more than that. I think it's the love for their city. And yeah. I think that's really what it represents. And I think that's what surprised me is just how much love they have for St. Louisans have for St. Louis.
Yeah, we have
besides
a lot
throwing
of
shade. Besides, I know there's an occasional shade throwing, but you have to. It's like a sibling. It's like, I can only bully you.
That's Justina Coronel. She's a reporter for KSDK News, and she's the new president of the St. Louis chapter for the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. Justina, is there anything else you want my audience to know about the NAHJ? Before I let you go?
Yes. So if you know anyone that is interested in joining, reach out to us at nahjstl@gmail.com. We just have two new members, actually. So very exciting. One from KMOV and Fox 2, speaking of competitors. So great to have people join. And we're excited. We're going to hopefully have our first meet and greet October 14th. And so we're very excited. And if you have any questions or wanting to join, please reach out.
Justina, thank you so much. This has been great.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you again, Justina, for stopping by the KMOX studios. I really enjoyed talking with her and getting to know her story and learning about the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. But that's it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and I hope you have a great weekend. Bye for now.